This is episode 1033. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm so honored you're here spending part of your day or evening getting ready to meditate, or maybe you're out walking around doing errands or going about your day just listening to the techniques that I'll share with you in this episode so that you can manage stress triggers throughout your day. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day in each podcast episode. Each technique is customized around a weekly theme that we explore in depth. So for today's episode, it's all about panic attacks. I'm going to share some information and insight and a meditation technique with you that you can take into your meditation or into your day, whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or chair or right smack in the most stressful part of your day. That's the beauty of meditation techniques. And our theme this week that we're exploring is targeted techniques for top stressors. And you gave me the topics for our series this week. I asked you in our private Facebook group for the Daily Meditation Podcast what kinds of things you'd like to explore. And you left me a list. So what I decided to do is to combine some of those more universal stressors into a series for you and provide you with targeted techniques to manage them. So I hope you enjoy this series. You can go back and listen to some of the previous episodes that I've shared with you, and you can learn how to handle many stress triggers that you likely experience from time to time in your life. Well, if you want to join that free Facebook group, you can go over to my Facebook page. That's the easiest way. That's at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And just send me a private message asking, hey, please add me to your group, and I will gladly add you there. You can connect with meditators from around the world. Well, onward to today's top stressor, panic attacks. Before I share today's technique with you, I thought I'd share with you a very enlightening article about how to manage a panic attack by a psychologist at a group called Seleni. This is a group where they help mostly families manage stress. And this is by Dr. Charles Schaefer. He's a psychologist there. He wrote an excellent article on how to manage a panic attack. And he came up with three concrete strategies to calm your mind and stop anxiety. So he goes on to mention that panic attacks are definitely not uncommon. So if you experience them, you're not alone. In the U.S. alone, that's where I live in the U.S., 6 million adults have a diagnosed panic disorder, and millions more struggle with panic attacks every day. And if you've ever experienced a panic attack, as you know, they can be very frightening. Your heart can seem to beat out of control. You can't seem to manage your breath. It may be coming out so shallowly. In fact, your thoughts are swimming and you feel as though you can't stop your heart from beating, your breath from coming out in a haggard way because you're so tense, and you can't often stop your thoughts from spiraling out of control. You can even feel like you're going to have a heart attack or die. So panic attacks can be a terrifying experience. So when you're having a panic attack, Dr. Schaefer recommended 3 strategies. And I'm going to share these strategies with you so that you can try them when you're experiencing a panic attack. So you get 3 techniques today. He says, when you're experiencing a panic attack, it often comes in waves of tingling sensations, dizziness, shortness of breath, and racing thoughts. And many people will try to tell themselves to just snap out of it. But this can leave you feeling overwhelmed and even helpless in a panic attack, and even worse, like you must really be out of control if you can't control it. So one thing you can do that Dr. Schaefer recommends is that when you begin to feel these panicky sensations, instead of trying to shut them out, roll with them. Visualize them as a wave of emotion that you're going to ride out. So don't try to shut it down. Realize, okay, I'm experiencing a panic attack right now, and I'm going to go ahead and just ride with this strong current of emotion, because I know that eventually things are going to settle down. I won't always be feeling like this. And then just ride with your emotions as they begin to settle down. So a key part of this technique is to remind yourself consciously that these are just passing sensations. It's not your permanent state. It's just an experience in life you're having, and you will get through it. So that's the first technique, to ride it out. The second technique is to anchor yourself. Panic attacks can make you feel as though everything is spiraling out of your control. And so one way that you can feel a little grounded as you're going through a panic attack is to actually physically ground yourself. You might stand up and be barefooted and notice your feet pressed into the ground. You might visualize yourself anchored, deeply rooted. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Remind yourself that you're experiencing this emotion, but the rest of your body is still there and still functioning. So here's the technique that's recommended. Breathe in deeply through your nose and imagine that you're filling your whole body up with air like a balloon. So you're breathing in deeply through your nose, imagining that your whole body is filling up just like a balloon. And then as you exhale, make your mouth really small, as if you're blowing out your air through a straw. And then exhale through your mouth as though you're blowing through a straw. And make sure that you completely empty your body to the best of your ability of air. So you want to let go of all that air. This kind of technique brings your awareness to your body, to the here and now, and away from, as Dr. Schaefer says, the surreal feelings of panic. And the third technique he recommends is to engage your whole brain. So when you're having a panic attack, it's because the emotional part of your brain that's responsible for fight or flight responses has hijacked the controls, as Dr. Schaefer says. And as a result, stress hormones flood your brain and put your body into survival mode. So this may have been good for our ancestors, this flight or fight response with little reasoning, But the good news is that our brain nowadays has evolved to have a logical aspect to it. So if you engage your thinking brain to rein in your emotional brain, this can be one of the most effective therapies for anxiety and panic. And I have to say that this is the strategy that I myself use when I'm feeling panicked. So this is the technique that he recommends. When you feel a panic attack coming on, use your thinking brain to talk yourself through it. Verbal reasoning helps you label and understand the sensations as a passing, although painful, bug in your system rather than a sign that you're going crazy or dying. So he recommends saying to yourself, "Here's that annoying panic feeling again. This is going to suck a little, but I'm glad it will be over soon." So what I say to myself is, I always say, I am safe and I have food. I have a home. I have a family. I'm going through this temporary emotion and I will be fine. And I remind myself of things that I'm really grateful for in my life. And that helps me to rationally process these strong anxiety emotions that I'm experiencing. And so this could be something that you could try if you experience panic attacks. So you've got three techniques to choose from. You could experiment with all three. In fact, you could combine them together. I usually combine them. I'll visualize myself somewhere that I enjoy spending time, maybe walking in the streets of a city I love to visit. And then I will visualize myself as happy, as calm, and images of people and things and places that I'm grateful for will start to flash before my mind. And then I'll be breathing deeply. I'll inhale and exhale through my nose because I want to calm my breath. When you exhale through your mouth, it can be a little energizing. So for myself, when I'm having a panic attack, I like to just inhale and exhale through my nose. And I also hold a mudra, and I'll be sharing a mudra with you tomorrow so you'll learn what that's all about. So I hope you enjoyed these techniques. Go and do them as you meditate today or as you go throughout your day. And I want to let you know that if you would like to be guided in a meditation using these techniques, using the visualization where I take you through a whole beautiful meditation, I do that every day. And I do that at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, om. You might say om at the end of your yoga class. So if you go there, you'll see a subscription membership site, and you can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free. That gives you access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a private Facebook group just for members there, and a journal for each series so you can really explore these topics in depth. And I also share a slowdown guide with all the techniques organized very nicely for you so you don't have to remember what the techniques are. They are listed nicely for you. So again, you can find that at sipandom.com. And if you're listening, I'd love to hear how you are enjoying these episodes that I record for you every day. If you would be so kind to leave a review for the meditation, the Daily Meditation Podcast on iTunes, I would be grateful. I read each and every review. I thank those of you who have already left reviews, and I love hearing from you. Now, go do one of those techniques and do something very kind for yourself and others today. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.